Raspberry and Bhagavad Samrita, and so on. He's known for his wonderful presentations of Krishna consciousness and his very nice leadership abilities. And one of our pillars of preaching, and we are very, very happy that he comes here. He will give morning classes, and he will, I believe, tomorrow morning, isn't it? Yes, tomorrow morning the Bhagavatam class will be held by him, and he will also present a cultural evening full of movies, slides about Krishna consciousness. You all know the Ganga movie which he has made. I could talk for many hours about him, because we had a very, very common past where we were with the Gauranga Bhajan group and Berlin and Hamburg and Sankirtan and ups and downs of the German yatra. We have seen everything together and more, Romania and more, everything and more we have seen. So it would fill certainly an evening to talk about our experiences. I would request Maharaj to just address all of us briefly, and then we will start the Gauranga evening. Please give him a microphone so that he can address us.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So just to mention all the things Maharaj just told you, just directed towards him.
What's the translation?
It's simultaneous. It's there.
Oh. All the others are the same? So just imagine it's actually meant for Maharaj. Because this is exactly how I think about him. So I don't know what more to say. Because word by word, it's actually meant for him. I mean, I don't want to get into a whole, like Maharaj mentioned, we could talk a whole night about it. But that's, at this moment, not the purpose of this festival. Could be done at another time. But we, indeed, we did a lot of things together. We went on the book distribution together. I remember we had our plastic bag with Hadamard in the winter time in Berlin. And we went into the church, and we begged Jesus for forgiveness, and we eat in front of him, Hadamard. We also went together in Yugoslavia, I think it was Yugoslavia. We went together in Hungary and many different countries. It was a wonderful time. And I'm always more than happy to meet Maharaj. Last time I met him in South Africa. Sometimes in Mandaru, South Africa, and over here. So I think that we both are of a very, very spontaneous nature. This is why we joined this movement. The Vaisheshika Council is indeed very, very spontaneous. It gives scope for everyone to engage his talents, his ideas, desires in Krishna service. Just before I came here, I was thinking that I noticed a lot of devotees from Bosnia also came, different former Yugoslavian countries. Looks like the reunion of the spiritual Yugoslavia. On the material platform might be a little difficult. But just see, Krishna consciousness facilitates everything. Such a wonderful movement. So I'm very happy to be here, to have especially Maharaj's association. I'm very eager to hear his presentations. And if anybody is deep, and dives deep into the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then this is Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. We will have a Gauranga or Chaitanya Lila evening now. We will have a format which is actually developed in the Pandyavali tradition, where devotees come together in the evening and sing about the beautiful leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This will be a little contemplative and meditative, and I really don't know what to do with the noise there. Sita, you see what is going on. Why is it so noisy? Is it because of children, maybe? No. I'm sorry, or is my... See, we don't know. We just need to create a good meditative atmosphere. So we have to see how to do this. So maybe we have one devotee all the time there, because we are in Serbia and we want to talk, naturally. So this devotee can remind the other devotees that if you wish to talk, then please talk outside, which is a nice cool breeze. I mean, we have nothing against talking, but we need to have the different spaces for different activities. Can you just say it? You have to remind them, there is no problem in talking, but it should be done at another place. Good. And now, who is the devotee who will remind the devotees of this? No, I don't ask. Who is it?
I
ask
some of the volunteers,
but
not
the volunteers. No one. So we will determine. But do it kindly, Almaman. It's not a problem if someone talks or if baby cries. We just have to create the space where the talking and crying is beautifully done. No? It's just, do you understand that? See, it's a simple point. It's we are the Hare Krishnas. We need to. Good. So now we will start. Arnavan, why do you go outside? Outside is not the problem. Inside, you have to stay.
The
main noise is inside the room. Don't, please. If you need instructions how to take care of a peaceful room, you can come to me. I can talk hours about it. See, Bhakti Bhai Baba Maharaj is here. We should look a little cultured now. We can't just look like wild people when we have such a wonderful Vaishnava. We are all a little observant. Well, it's almost like this is Serbia. It means a lot of temperament, which is very nice. So, Arnavan, is it clear to you what is your job? You stay inside and here and remind everyone to be peaceful. Outside is no problem. Outside, they have to be, the devotees have to talk and cry because we are in Serbia, but outside, let them do it outside. Huh? If you forbid them outside, then they will come inside. Good. So, Buddhi is giving, please be serious now. In a Chaitanya Leela evening, we try to enter the heart of Gauranga Lila. We want to actually come close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to pray to him. We want to establish a relationship to him. And we do this by bringing our emotions and our whole being into this evening. In previous times, this was done with the so-called Padyavalli Kirtans, where the devotees would sing about the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mostly these Kirtans would move through two emotions, that is, feeling deep separation from Gauranga, and then meeting with him in joyous and jubilant leelas. The evening would usually progress until Mataji, Dukhi, miserable, mentally. But she was blissful. She busily carried water from here and there. Sometimes the water pots collided and she would say, "Ooh!" And she brought water pot after water pot in one of the corners of the house. Lord Chaitanya saw her devotee. And he laughed and he said, "Bring water, bring water." "Yes, yes, my lord," she said. And Lord Chaitanya laughed and he said, "I destroy your name, Dukhi, the miserable one. And I create your name. Your new name is Sukhi, the heavy one." The devotees then chanted more Vedic mantras. And after bathing the Lord, they wiped his lips dry and clothed him in new garments. Oh, they anointed his body with splendid and fragrant sandal bath. Then, after Lord Chaitanya had cleansed the throne of Lord Vishnu in the altar room, he sat down upon his own throne. And then, my dear devotees, a scene will be described. A scene which Bhaktivinoda Thakur had described in the Gaura Arati song. Nityananda came and he held a parasol, it's like an umbrella, over Lord Chaitanya's head. A fortunate devotee came and moved the chamar of him. And all the devotees came from near and close by and brought the ingredients for worship. They offered these ingredients to Chaitanya's feet, offering him patya, arkya, achamaniya, fragrances, flowers, incense, lamps, food, garments, and a beautiful sacred thread which looked like Ananda Shesha as it wrapped around the broad chest of Sri Gaura. Then, as far as they were able, they offered garments and ornaments. Again and again they rushed forward, placing Tulasi Manjaris on the lotus feet of the Lord, which they stuck to the feet with sandalwood paste. Chanting the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, they worshipped the Lord and recited many prayers. Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
and the rest is secret. As Advaita and the Lord's prominent associates offered dandavat obeisances at the Lord's feet, a great river of tears, tears of love, flowed from the devotee's eyes. Everyone began to offer prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord listened with a happy and open heart. The devotees prayed, O Master of all the universes, do you have a voice, my dear devotees? Glory, glory, glory!
Glory, glory, glory!
To you! Please give me your glance of mercy.
Please give me your glance of mercy.
I am living in a world burning with troubles. Rakshaman, save me!
Rakshaman, save me!
O Father of all, glory to you!
Glory to you!
O Lord, who started the Sankirtan movement.
O Lord, who started the Sankirtan movement.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
O Lord, who protects the devotees.
O Lord, who protects the devotees.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
O Lord, who are an ocean of good qualities.
O Lord, who are an ocean of good qualities.
O Patita Pavana.
O Patita Pavana.
Deliverer of the fallen.
Deliverer of the fallen.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
And they went on and on and on. They called the Lord the purifier of all fallen. They called him savior of Ajamir. They called him as the one who saved Putana of her sins. In this way, the devotees offered prayers. They looked at the Lord's very wonderful form and they plunged in an ocean of bliss. My dear devotees at the Serbian summer camp, all the material illusion was destroyed. Lord Chaitanya stretched his lotus feet forward, holding them near the devotees. Some devotees took those beads on their chest. Some put manjaris of tulsis on them. Some put fragrant oil on these feet. Some went into ponds and cut lotus flowers. And laughing and shouting, O Gora! They brought the lotus flowers to the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into another world. He said, bring me something and I will eat it. Then he held out his lotus head, his golden lotus head, had a reddish complexion in the palms. It looked like a lake of lotus flowers. Everyone ran towards Lord Gauranga, offering whatever food they considered suitable to offer. Some offered bananas, some mandal, others, considering he's a cowboy boy, he likes milk products, offered yogurt, butter, and condensed milk. Some offered milk. The devotees ran from village to village, and after getting the best delicacies, they ran back. Here, I have more. Mountains of coconuts came. Mountains of sugar candy came in the hands of the Lord. Sandesh, taking everything, mountain after mountain, the Lord ate it all. This went on for hours. Then Lord Chaitanya said, what else have you brought me? I'm so hungry. And he ate and ate and ate. Mountain after mountain disappeared. And the devotees could not understand how this all happened. Then, as he happily ate, the Lord began to speak of secret things. And we will soon hear what these secret things are. When the devotees heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak about secret things, they happily fainted on the ground. Let us please sing now, so that we are surcharged with spiritual energy and that we will not fall on the ground and lose consciousness when we hear what comes next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
who saw the Lord. Chanted. And they said, Jai Shachinandana! Was not present, the Lord knew it, and he gave an order. Bring so and so, bring him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at his Brahmana teacher, Gangadas, and the Lord, who was so ecstatic of that healing, looked at Gangadas. Gangadas felt goosebumps. Lord Chaitanya said, do you remember Gangadas? Do you remember? What, my Lord? What should I remember? Remember when you were afraid of the king? Remember that you had heard the king would send soldiers in the middle of the night to capture you? Remember that night when you fled with your family? You went to the ferry place, but no boat was present. You felt yourself in great danger. Do you remember this? Gangadas started to cry. The night was almost over, and still you could not get a boat. You were weeping and weeping and fearing that the Muslim would touch your wife before your eyes. So when no boatman was there, and you thought you heard the soldiers, you decided to enter the Ganga and drown yourself. Just then I came, assuming the form of a ferryman in a boat. I crossed the Ganga from the other side, and I came to you, Gangadas. You were excited to see the boat. And you said, oh, my brother ferryman, please save me. My family, my life, my wealth, and this body are now all yours. Please take us on your ferry boat. Save me. Please carry me and my family to the other shore. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, remember Gangadas. In this way, I descended from Vaikuntha and ferried you and your family to the other shore of the Ganga. Hearing these words, Gangadas floated in an ocean of bliss. He shouted 2 times, Gauranga! To the ground. After speaking in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said to Srinivas, this is in another book, Svitang Manchan Durraya, Srinivas, you were a Brahmana, but you were not always on the right path. You were drinking. Do you remember when you were young? Shrivas hung down his head in shame. One night, as you were unsatisfied with your life, a divine personality appeared in your dreams and said, "Oh, Shrivas, you live an impossible life. You have only one more year, and then you will die. Oh, Shrivas, use your time." Do you remember, Shrivas? Yes, I was 16 years old. And then, Shrivas, you changed your life. You began to chant in this one year. You heard the Bhagavatam. And on the day where you were going to die, you went to the reading of the Bhagavatam in Devananda's Pandit's house. You wanted to die listening to the Bhagavatam. And when your hour came, you fell from the veranda. Do you remember? Then in that dream which you had, I appeared and said, "Shrivas, your life is saved." When you woke up, you were outside of the house of Devananda Pandit. The students had seen you fainting, and they thought, an ecstatic madman. Let us put him out. It was all my arrangement. Shrivas Thakur couldn't believe. The Lord had appeared to him when he was not even born yet. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu had not even appeared yet. And it was him who saved him. My dear devotees, it is the firm conviction of the devotees of Gaura that the Lord also appeared in their life and directed their ways to find the movements of the Vaishnavas in this life. Lord Chaitanya spoke about many secret things, things before he had appeared. The devotees now understood the Lord had come, the Lord for whom they had prayed, and he sat on a throne and he wanted to accept their service. He didn't say any longer, "I am just a devotee." He said, "Bring me food, bring me to lassi. Is that all what you have? I am more hungry." Then the devotees fanned his body. Another came forward, combed his hair. One servant brought betel nuts. Others danced before Lord Gauranga. In this way the day passed. At sunset everyone became specially joyful. The devotees worshipped the Lord's feet with incense and lamps and sounded many conches, bells, karatas, cymbals, vidangas. A joyful vibration arose. Everyone placed flowers at the lotus feet of the Lord, saying, "O Lord, please protect me." They offered dandavat obeisances. And again and again they said, "O Lord, please protect me."
Please protect me.
Others chanted, "Jai Gauranga,
Jai Gauranga."
came that night over the devotees. And it was as if everyone had entered Vaikuntha. The devotees were carried by a stream of bliss, a stream which came from Gauranga and which ended in Gauranga. And they simply moved on that stream of bliss. In this way, Gaura Singha, the fair lion of Gaura, happily enjoyed pastimes. Then he all of a sudden began to call different devotees' names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Yeah.
the materialists and offenders complained. Srinath screams all night long. We cannot even sleep. Our ears are breaking. He doesn't have enough money to fill his belly with rice. And tortured by hunger, he stays away all night and loudly cries. My God, does he cry as if he is on the verge of death. But Sridhar happily performed his activities, calling out, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Throughout the night. As it's described, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees found Sridhar. And yes, there he was, going Hari Hari. And then they said to him, Sridhar, Gauranga calls for you. Who's Gauranga? Said Sridhar. Then the Brahmana who always buys food. 40 years called me. And Sridhar just fell off the ground and fainted. The devotees took him and brought him to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now, when Sridhar saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, something happened. And I want to end this Gauranga Katha this evening. Oops, yes, with this. The Lord changed into Krishna. On that night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had changed into many forms. He had called Murari Gupta and said, Murari, do you remember? What? Said Murari. And then Lord Chaitanya transformed into Ramachandra with a bow. Murari, remember? Murari looked down his body and he saw a tail coming. And then Gauranga said, you were Hanuman! Remember? And then Murari Gupta saw his beloved Lord before him and was in ecstasy. So Sridhar had another Ishta Devata. He was a Krishna Bhakta. And to him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed another form. He saw that Lord Chaitanya now was dark like a tamal tree. In his hand, the Lord held a charming flute. And on the Lord's right side was who? Is Radharani on the right side? Balala! You know almost everything. Sridhar saw that everything was very effulgent. He saw the trees of Vrindavan. And then all of a sudden he saw Goddess Lakshmi was offering the Lord betel nuts. Four-faced Brahma was there. Five-faced Shiva was there. Ananda Shesha was there, raising his hoofs. From all the four directions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted all the divine personalities who offered prayers to him. Sridhar became filled with wonder and fell to the ground in a faint. Then Lord Chaitanya called, Rise, rise, O Sridhar! Sridhar regained consciousness. The Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, Sridhar, offer prayers to me. Then Sridhar said, Oh Lord, I'm such a fool. No prayers come to my mind. What prayers do I know? What power do I have to speak? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him. He said, Simply speak some words and the rest will come. then by Lord Chaitanya's command, Goddess Sarasvati came and entered Shridhar's tongue, and Shridhar began to speak. Oh Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!
Oh Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!
Do you have a voice? No, that's a question to you. Glory to you!
Glory to you!
Oh maintainer of the birds!
Oh maintainer of the birds!
Glory to you!
Glory to you!
Oh King of Navadvip!
Oh King of Navadvip!
Glory, glory, glory to you!
Glory, glory, glory to you!
Oh Master of countless millions of universes!
Oh Master of countless millions of universes!
Glory to you!
Glory to you!
And Shrila went on. He talked how Lord Chaitanya concealed, that means hid his true identity. He said, you wander from village to village. If someone doesn't get your mercy, he can't understand you. In the past you have told me, look at your Ganga, it's water which comes from my feet. And I said, too much, too much, too much. It's expected that people, when they grow up, become more wise and less restless. But you are growing up and you become less wise and more restless. Who are you? But now I know that you are the Lord of Gokula, who has now come down as the king of Navadvip. And then he said a profound wisdom. He said, all the birds beg for devotional service to you. When someone begs for devotional service, he can defeat you 2 or 4 times over. When one begs for your devotional service, one can make you a captive of their hearts. So I request all of us to sing one more time and beg the Lord for his devotional service.
Thank you.
Lagoon of good night, sleep well, take Goranga in your dreams.